Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and thank you for joining us. My name is Elia Escobar and you're listening to Ion Houston. Today we're speaking to Dr. Jose Romero, Director of the National Center for Immunizations and Respiratory Diseases with the CDC. Welcome, Dr. Romero.
Thank you, Mrs. Escobar. It's a pleasure I'm glad to be here.
Dr. Romero, as we get ready, as many parents, to kick off the new school year, our kids are heading back into those big crowds, events, school events. What should parents know about the upcoming school year and still those concerns around COVID-19? I know a lot of the idea is, well, you know, maybe we're over the pandemic. Maybe we don't need to use those masks as often as we used to. But what is the number one thing that parents should know right now as we get ready to kick off that new school year?
So thank you again. And first and foremost, the thing that parents should know is vaccinations are extremely important for this. This includes not just the routine childhood vaccinations, which if they're not up to date, they should be, and they should get the ones that are required, but also COVID-19 vaccine, if the child is in that age group that is qualified. And so today, that means that anybody 6 months and older can get the COVID vaccine.
Dr. Romero, how do you feel about this idea that maybe we're getting over the pandemic? I know we're going out a lot more. People are taking vacations. They are gathering in social events like concerts, as well as heading back to school. But this idea that maybe we're getting over the pandemic and face coverings are not as necessary as they used to be. How do you feel about that comment or that idea amongst the population?
I don't think we're over the pandemic yet. We've learned already that the pandemic waxes and wanes. It raises and lowers the number of cases. And I think that we still have more years to go with this pandemic. So because of that, we still need to take whatever measures are available to protect ourselves. That includes vaccination, and especially for children. And what you and others are doing of using your mask when out in public and you can't separate is a good idea. Knowing your community level of COVID, you can actually find that on the CDC website, and using that to determine whether you wear a mask or not. I am one like you that uses a mask when he goes, or when we go to the store, for example. We wear that mask or whenever we're in close contact with other people and not outdoors.
So you mentioned that vaccinations are now available for children 6 months and older. And I have a good friend of mine that her child is 3 years old. She's going to enter preschool this year. But the idea of, well, she's just only going part time. She's not going to be there the entire day. I may just pick her up right after nap time. But is the vaccine for my 3 year old really necessary, only because she's only going to be there part time?
Yes. So I understand the concerns that all parents have about making sure their children get a vaccine that is safe and effective. Mm-hmm. This vaccine is safe and effective. It protects the child from serious complications of COVID-19, and it is recommended. Even if you're going to school part-time, you're still being exposed to all those little ones that are there in the classroom. And although you may be, that mother may be very careful with her baby or child, you don't know that the same is being applied to everyone else. So the best protection is to give that vaccine. You know, it's been my our recommendation, my wife and myself,
right,
that you know, that our grandchildren consider, you know, getting the vaccine. We've made that recommendation for the families of our grandchildren and for the children. And my wife and I both have accepted and taken the vaccine and the boosters. So, you know, we believe in this. I would not be recommending a vaccine that I did not think was safe and effective for our children.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned the booster. I know that the booster is now available for older adults and teenagers, but speaking about the young ones, 6 years or older, is the booster going to be available here in the next upcoming months or years for those little ones?
The best way to answer that question right now is that we are looking at that. The pharmaceutical companies, the CDC, okay, is looking at whether they need that booster. We will offer a recommendation at that time. Right now, the groups that you mentioned are the ones that should be getting that booster and should be getting it before the fall. As you know, there's just one other thing on that here. There's also going to be a new booster coming out possibly as early as October. So that's something that people need to know about.
Oh, great. As early as October, that's great. And one of my questions on the booster is, I know a lot of the people have been mentioning that they don't get COVID like they did, you know, back at the end of 2019, early 2020. Are these boosters effective for the new variants that we're seeing here in the last year or so?
Yes, boosters are effective against the COVID variant. Even the boosters that are available now offer protection against the serious illnesses. The newer boosters will be a combination of one of the new variants and the original strain. So it'll contain two different virus pieces in it. So, but they are effective at preventing the serious outcomes. And let me just clarify, if I may, that booster dose is really indicated for everyone over 5 years of age. So want to expand that a little bit more. You were correct in the age groups that you mentioned. I just want to expand it a little bit more to over 5 years.
Oh, great. Thank you, Dr. Romero, for clarifying that age group. It's very important to know. And right now, what is the recommendation for the CDC at this moment, for those that are listening right now, for those that have been diagnosed with COVID-19, any of the variants, also maybe those that have tested positive, but maybe don't have any symptoms? Like, do they still need to social distance as far as the face coverings, as far as quarantining? What is the actual recommendations at this moment from the CDC?
So you should stay home quarantined for 5 days. If you're feeling better, no fever, then you can go out in public with a mask on for 10 days in total. If you have the ability to test again, you can test again between day 5 and 10 if you wish. But otherwise, stay at home for the first 5 days. Okay. If you are fever-free and feeling better, then you may leave the home and wear a mask out in public. Now, it's important that while you're at home, that you protect your family members. So while at home, if your family members and you can quarantine at home in a separate room, then wear that mask too at home so that somebody else doesn't get sick.
Wonderful. And if you're just now joining us, my name is Ali Escobar. You're listening to Ion Houston. We're speaking to Dr. Jose Romero, director of the National Center for Immunizations and Respiratory Diseases with the CDC, getting ready to head back into school. I know our children are going to be in school events, in crowds, and those proper recommendations from the CDC, and very important to get those vaccinations and use those face coverings when in large crowds. Vaccinations are now available for those that are ages 6 months and older, as well as boosters for teenagers and adults, as well as other vaccinations that are needed to head back to school. Very important. Now, Dr. Romero, people that are listening right now and would like more information, as long as vaccinations, boosters, where can they go find this information?
So they can visit our website on the CDC. Just if they simply Google CDC immunizations, it will lead you right to the websites that are available for all the different vaccines and for COVID vaccine inclusively. So let me give you that for the public if you want it. It's www.cdc.gov, and that's enough that'll get you there, and you can navigate from there as to all the different sites that we have.
Great. Thank you so much for all the information, Dr. Romero. As we get ready to get back into school, heading back into social events, it's so important to know the recommendations directly from the CDC. If you would like more information, a website that we've all become quite familiar with over the past couple years, www.cdc.gov/COVID. That's www.cdc.gov/COVID. Not only will you find information about COVID vaccinations there, but other immunizations that are very important to have as our kids head back to school. Dr. Romero, thank you so much for your time and for speaking with us. We hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for all the great tips and recommendations.
Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. You're listening to Eye on Houston. My name is Ellie Escobar. Thank you for joining us this morning. Once again, that website for more information on immunizations and boosters, that's cdc.gov. And if you like information on COVID boosters and vaccinations, /COVID. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.